nice to get a couple days off, just take a mental break. You know, this time of year, it's just a grind. And to get a small break at the end, I think it helps a lot. So now it's time to go back to work and get ready for this game.
Baltimore is a great team. You know, they play in a tough conference. They're a proven team in the playoffs, you know, for a long time. So we have a challenge, and we're excited about going to their backyard and playing our best football.
It's the next game. I think we've done a good job placing importance on every team we've played, and we focused kind of on the moment. And you know, certainly, Baltimore is a very easy team to grab your attention, especially when you're playing there. And that's who we're focused on. And
I think we're up for the challenge. You know, this is the type of team that we're gonna have to play in the playoffs. You know, this is the type of team that has been you know, very successful in the past. You know, they lost. I mean, they missed out on their Super Bowl trip last year by 3 points. You know, missed a field goal, and a guy even dropped a touchdown. You know, and played before that. So, you know, they should have been in the Super Bowl last year, and you know, they're definitely contenders this year. And this is the type of team that we had to play and engage ourselves. You know, to see what type of team we are.
Well, I'll tell you, if it feels like you haven't seen the Broncos play in over a week, it's because it's true. Week 15 is finally here, and the Broncos head east again to face Baltimore. The Ravens, remember, haven't missed the playoffs since 2007. Broncos haven't won in Baltimore since the Browns became the Ravens back in 1996 with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. You heard from Justin Bannon, Eric Decker, Peyton Manning, and Von Miller this week here at Dove Valley, as the Broncos and the coaching staff already way into preparation for the Ravens. But John, let's just take 1 minute to go back towards what the team was able to accomplish coming off a very short week going on the road, beating a division opponent in their building, beating the Raiders last week, and then being able to enjoy the benefit of having to play in a short week, which is having a breather, having a few days off, a few days away. How beneficial is that when it is December and these guys have been going at it for
so long? Well, it's great now that we got that one over, because, you know, the first thing is you have to get you through the short week, and we're able to do that, go in there. And even though it wasn't our best football game, we're able to get in there and get a win. It's always tough to win on the road no matter where you go against, you know, one of our arch rivals in the Raiders. And so we're able to go in there. Obviously, 2-7 in the red zone isn't what we want to do coming out of games, but we were able to get the job done. And so once we won that game, then it was became the benefit of having the extra weekend, and especially this time of the year, having our guys been able to heal up a little bit. So it's you know, anytime those Thursday night games, as long as you win it, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a great thing. It's better than stewing over a loss for a long time. You got to wait 10 more days to play. I know players had a chance to be fans this weekend. We all had a chance to kind of be fans. What did you do on Sunday? Did you get a chance to watch the game?
I did. I got a chance to get out of town a little bit, and so it was a nice weekend. It's always tough to get kick-started again when you get back, but down in Dallas the last couple of days for some league meetings, and so it's been a busy week.
Very busy week. It's why we're taping this podcast right now. John Elway, very busy making time to do the show as we do every week. And right now, John, it's Thursday. This team is focused. This team is ready. And I know that everyone's saying it is the next game. It is the next game, but it's going on the road, and it's, again, Coach Fox talks a lot about this team playing better, playing as well as it can towards the end of the year, getting better so you're playing your best football in January. You want to talk about testing that and seeing what the temperature is. Let's go to Baltimore and play a good Ravens team.
Well, and you know, we've got our hands full, because they are a good football team. They've lost two in a row. They've been banged up. They've had a lot of injuries, and so they're banged up, and they play very, very well at home. And so we're going to have our hands full. This is going to be a great test for us to see, you know, where we are and how we're going to be able to handle it, because this is the type of games that, you know, depending on where you end up, you're going to have to win, beat good football teams on the road in the playoffs. And so this is a good test for us. And if we can get by this, finish at home in the last two. So, but this is probably, you know, obviously it's the next one, so it's the biggest one of the year.
Jack Del Rio said today that at this point in December, it's week 15, teams are committed. They've been installing their offenses for now 5 months. And with Jim Caldwell being elevated to offensive coordinator, Jack Del Rio said he still expects the Ravens to play Ravens ball, which is giving it to Ray Rice out of the backfield, throwing it to Ray Rice when they have to, and those tough physical receivers they have on the outside who who have great hands can catch the ball.
Yeah. You know, and their offense is not going to change. Maybe, you know, the play calling is going to change because obviously you have a different play caller. But as far as, you know, the picture of what the Ravens are going to be, we're going to see pretty much the same thing. It's just, you know, tendencies are going to be a little bit different than maybe what was what we'd seen in the past. And so we'll have to be ready for that. But just knowing that, you know, it's still going to be a physical game and they're going to try to run Ray Rice and get him the ball. And we're going to have to hopefully contain him a little bit.
Yeah, you talked about kind of how banged up the Ravens are right now. I'm looking at the injury report from Thursday, and the Broncos portion of the injury report, not very long. Good to see just a couple of players with limited participation. It's Chris Cooper and Wesley Woodyard. Right now, this time of year, it's Thursday, Friday. I know practices aren't quite as physical as they were beginning of the year, and that's you got to consider how important that is when you get ready to go play a team like Baltimore that you know for every single snap is going to be a physical game.
Yeah, and then that, you know, and then it's that time of year, and the type you know, leadership that they have with Harbaugh, you know, as their head coach, they're a tough football team. Those guys, they do have a lot of guys on that injury list, but you know, they also know they've set the mode there in Baltimore, and they play tough and physical, and so I'm sure we'll see a lot of those players playing their best come Sunday.
With John Elway, I'm Chris Saul. This is Elway Access presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. We're going to get into some of your questions from Twitter coming up next.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow lets you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast. Woo-hoo! Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome!
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. member FDIC.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10-3-12, new approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Oh, you know, it's just a historical defense that they're very sound up front. They play very physical. You know, Ed Reed in the backfield is instinctive players. He's all over the place. And they play, you know, great every week. And we got a big challenge ahead of us, especially at their home turf.
Yeah, I think, you know, I got the utmost respect for Ray. I mean, obviously going to be a first down Hall of Fame player. Brings great energy. I like watching him do intros. So I'm kind of hoping he plays for that reason. But they're a good defense with or without Ray, and you know, we're gonna have a tough test, you know, there in Baltimore.
Yeah, you know, they have good players, they have good schemes. Like I said, I think, you know, being number the top defense in the red zone tells you a lot about their team, that they you know, tighten up when it really counts, and you know, they're creating a lot of turnovers.
Ravens are an uncharacteristic 28th in the NFL in yards given up per game right now, but boy, they sure do tighten up in the red zone right now. Best in the league in allowing the fewest touchdowns. John, is that discrepancy there from 28 in yards to best in red zone, is that just considering the veterans they have? They understand the difference between 7-3, and they just bow up and do their jobs, I guess.
Yeah, you know, and everything, those windows really shrink down there. And as you said, they've got a lot of veterans, and you know, Ed Reed down there roaming center field for him makes a lot of plays for him. So they just understand it. It's a veteran savvy team that knows what the closer they get, the more maybe there's a little bit more intensity to them to make sure people don't get in the end zone, and they hold people to the field goals, which they've been able to do. So we just know that you know, even though people are talking about their defense not being what it has been in the past, is still a very formidable defense that we got our hands full.
Yeah, sure. And I'll tell you, one way to maybe go against that defense is using some of the athletic tight ends that Peyton Manning has and the Broncos have on this team this year. First question, John, comes from John. John wants to know the versatility of Tammy Andreessen. What does that do to opposing offenses? I think we saw a really good example of that against the Raiders. Jacob Tammy had a couple big third down catches, and Joel, of course, the touchdown in the first quarter on the opening drive. When you have not one but two guys that can do that, that really threatens that other defense.
And that was a big part of this offseason, as we needed to get some pass catching tight ends and also someone that can block. You know, Joel Dreesen's come in, done a tremendous job, probably playing the Y, does a great job of blocking as well as a receiver, and Jacob's more the receiver than a blocker. And so that combination of having those two working, you know, really inside the numbers, big targets, athletic, that can run, just gives you that much more flexibility to take, and it takes pressure off Decker and Demarius outside, so they can't really focus on one or two guys. We've got so many different targets that we can go to, and with Joel and Tammy, those are two guys that really give us that flexibility. And plus, you get good matchups with them. You know, either a strong safety or you're getting a linebacker trying to cover those guys, and those are usually very good matchups for us.
When you think of the Ravens, you think of Ray Lewis and those two. Ravens and Lewis have been synonymous for 15 years now, and Joel and Jacob, they're looking at Ray Lewis tape all week, and whether or not he does play, it's still up in the air as of today on Thursday. But, you know, Coach Fox said that defense is great with or without Ray Lewis. I remember Brian Dawkins used to say a lot around here how Ray's one of those warrior players that he just had so much respect for in the NFL. And Aaron's wondering, offensively, with Coach McCoy and Peyton and the rest of the offense, how does the game plan change, not knowing whether or not Ray Lewis will be back, whether or not he will be in there playing this week?
Well, it's not going to change. We have to really set the game plan, and I think, you know, that's a game everybody plays. If there's a guy that's questionable, you know, you really don't find out about him till later in the week or right before game time, and so you really have to plan without him, plan that, you know, they may or may not be there, and really it's about numbers and finding, you know, we know what number he is, and so we'll be able to find him if he is in there. And, you know, their other inside backer, McClain, is also out for the game too. And so, you know, they've got some different things going on inside that, you know, we're going to have to be flexible, because once we get into the game, see which direction they've really gone.
Outside, their young corner, Jimmy Smith, CU graduate. I think you guys definitely scouted him. He's also on the injury report, but he did practice full. And as John touched on, Jamil McClain, he's already been ruled out for that game. Right now, going back to the offense, Nate wondering, John, Jacob Hester now has been here for a few weeks. Increased role this week, something maybe fans can look for. What do you see happening with Jacob?
You know, he's getting accustomed to the offense, getting used to everything that's going on, and getting to know everybody, and vice versa. Everyone's getting to know him. So we'll continue to go through this week and see how he progresses. And again, see if he'll be active for this game or not. We don't, I don't think John's made up his mind exactly who that 46-man roster is going to be just yet.
Yeah, just Thursday, and the team will travel to Baltimore on Friday. Nate, John, and Aaron, all great questions. Thank you so much. We appreciate them. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.
Hold on to your hats. The new Ultra Titanium Credit Card is here. This credit card is supercharged. Earn double points, triple points on Monster Mondays. Redeem your millions of points for kitchen utensils, yarn, airline flights with two layovers.
What's the point of earning a lot of points or miles with a credit card if you can't do anything with them?
There's even a coloring book devoted to the human pancreas.
With U.S. Bank FlexPerks reward cards, we don't have to sensationalize things. Only 20,000 Flex points earn up to a $400 airline ticket. On over 150 airlines. Plus, each ticket comes with a $25 allowance for baggage fees, in-flight food, or drinks.
$25?
You heard me, Mr. Big Voice. Plus, earn quickly and redeem easily for travel, merchandise, or cash back for you or your business.
Fantabulastic!
Apply at FlexPerks.com or call 800-360-2900. Points go farther with FlexPerks reward cards. All of us serving you, U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank!
Stop that. U.S. Bank FlexPerks reward Visa credit cards issued by U.S. Bank National Association ND.
I am so thirsty!
I got great teammates around me. I got a great coach with Richard Smith. You know, he's on me every day. It's always something that I can work on. And I think, you know, the way he stays on me, you know, the way we work to, you know, try to get better, I think it really shows on the field. And, you know, this offseason, one of the things I wanted to get better at was, I want to stop committing, you know, so many mental errors. And I think I've taken steps in that direction.
It's been simply awesome. You know, he's been a been a real force, you know, on the defense, but a number of guys have as well. I think that entire defense is, you know, still, you know, forming their identity as well under new leadership under Coach Del Rio. But Vaughn's been awesome.
Third downs, they're getting off the field. You know, they're not letting them have too many explosive plays, and they're getting turnovers now. And that's huge as an offense, is you have confidence that your defense is going to shut them down, that sometimes if you're lapsing, you know, with execution, that you don't have to worry or hurry because you know that the defense is there.
A lot of players have a lot of good things to say about Von Miller, and why not? He needs just one more sack to tie Elvis Dumervil for the most sacks by a Bronco in a season with 17. One more forced fumble will give him 7, the Denver record. John, earlier this week, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh called Von Miller a game wrecker. He's one of those guys that opposing staffs have to spend some time, a big chunk of their time during the week, preparing for. How valuable is that for Coach Del Rio and Coach John Fox and this Broncos team?
Well, anytime someone they have to focus, and you have to. I mean, he's dead right. I mean, that's exactly what Von is. He can wreck a game in a hurry for an offense with with sacks and his ability to get around the edge and, you know, his ability for the big play, whether it be tackle for a loss or a sack. And so he is one of those guys that you really have to focus on. And when you're focusing on him, it's taking the focus off other people. And I think that's when you play good team defense. It's when they're making an effort to stop a certain guy, that's when the other guys have to pick it up and make those plays. And so that's the thing we've been able to do. And so hopefully we can continue to do that this weekend against Baltimore.
Bronco Ring of Famer Tommy Jackson's here, is in town today. He's in the building today, set to sit down with Von Miller. And I had a chance to talk with him for a few minutes earlier, and I asked him point blank, you know, why are you here? What do you want to talk to Von about? And he goes, well, look, this guy is just, he's just a freak. He called him a once in a generation kind of guy. It's easy for us, even though you see the stats and you see what he does every day, but from a national perspective, Von's sticking out, and that's what Tom is here to come talk to him about. You get that once in a generational kind of guy. And I think, as you just touched on, what that is doing is giving time and energy away from the rest of this defense and other players who can also make plays. And now we're seeing this all come together in December, how good this defense can be.
Yeah, and that's the key thing. And I think that, you know, to be able to, you know, and number one, let me say this, it's great for Von to get that attention because it's well-deserved. I think that, you know, he's worked hard. He worked off this offseason, and he really is, you know, one of those guys that athletically, with the speed and the power and his ability to get around the edge and bend, is just, he's fun to watch on Monday mornings when you go back and watch the game film, because he does so many things that really nobody else can do. And so it's nice to see him get the attention he's getting. But again, you know, that's one thing that we haven't talked a lot about is the defense. And the defense has really had a tremendous year, you know, ranked, I think we're ranked fourth in the league or second in the AFC and sixth in the league maybe. And so I think that we've just continued to get better and better and better there and getting more comfortable with Jack's system and really reacting within the system. And so, you know, and that's what we're going to have to do, especially, you know, we're getting these playoffs, is you got to play well on both sides of the ball. And we have the ability defensively to hopefully shut some people down.
Let's get to a question from Twitter about the defense. Emily, I'm going to go ahead and answer this one for John. It's a good question, and we do appreciate you sending them in, because that's why we do this show. We want questions from fans. For John Elway, Emily wants to know, John, do you think you made the right choice in drafting Von Miller this year? Can I speak for you on this one?
Yes.
Emily, I think, yes, the answer is yes. John and the staff definitely feel good about that one. I think you've sent this in before, Emily. I remember seeing this question a couple shows ago. We also have a question here, John, from Leslie. How has the team been able to pick up such productive young corners, Chris Harris, Tony Carter, when other teams didn't give them the chance they're getting here in Denver? How much of that is the great job you guys do down the hall? How much of that is luck, a little bit of both, that just kind of happens here?
Well, I think there's a little bit of both. I think that, you know, you never know how guys are going to improve. Chris Harris, coming out of Kansas, you know, was a guy that we liked, his physicality. And, you know, a lot of the credit goes to the scouts, because they're heavily involved in that, especially once the draft's over and we get into the free agent signings of the college free agent signings. We really rely a lot on the scouts. And so they get a lot of credit. You know, Tony Carter's been in here before, and we've just seen him improve. A lot of times, you know, he's got the opportunity – a couple times, and I think he's now he's finally taking advantage of that, playing with a lot of confidence. He's got tremendous speed and quickness to be able to jump routes. And so Tony's just matured and played better. And that's one thing that you never know when you go through the evaluations of these players. You can look at their physical abilities, but how well and how fast they're going to improve is always the big question. And I think, you know, with Chris Harris, we're seeing him play with a lot of confidence. And now Tony Carter, you know, the maturation process has kicked in, and they're taking advantage of what they can do physically.
Sneak one more question in here. This comes from Salvador. It's a good kind of takeoff from this last question in the scouting department. Right now, there's a lot of bowl games left in college football, but right now all the regular seasons are over with. In terms of preparing for the 2013 draft, what are the scouts doing? And are they all kind of getting their notes together? When do you guys start huddling up and looking towards the draft? Now there's this window between bowl games and when those regular seasons
are
over.
That's a good question. And actually, the scouts are all coming in next week. So they'll be here for the full week next week and start going through the character of all the players. We'll do the initial stacking of the board. And you know, that'll start the process. And then once we get through the season, college all-star games, the scouts will be hitting all the college all-star games. And starting doing some of the work on the juniors that are going to start declaring to come out next year too. So that's all things. It's starting to get a busy time, and the scouts are now, as I said, they've been busy all year. Now they're really going to get busy.
A week away from the initial build of the board. That's definitely exciting. I'll tell you what, you think you want to work in football. I know there's 24 hours in a day. These scouts find a way to work 25. Salvador, thanks so much for your question. With John Elway, I'm Chris Sauls. This is Elway Access presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. We have one more segment left. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Deion Primetime Sanders here. Upgrade to DirecTV and get this season of NFL Sunday Ticket included at no extra charge. It's on, baby.
Switch to DirecTV now and get every game every Sunday included at no extra charge, only on DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com today.
Offer valid with 24-month agreement and choice package or above. 2013 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price, includes out-of-market games only. Offer ends 10-3-12, new approved customers only. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Staying on top of your savings can be like staying on top of a mechanical bull or an extreme ski slope. But U.S. Bank makes saving easy with Start. Savings today and rewards tomorrow lets you save slow.
Yes.
Or fast. Woo-hoo! Save $1,000, earn a $50 U.S. Bank Rewards Visa card. Keep the balance for a year and get another $50.
Awesome.
Start today at any U.S. Bank or usbank.com/start. All of us serving you. U.S. Bank. Conditions apply. See the Start program agreement or a banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank N.A. member FDIC.
You know, you're talking about a team that's been the playoffs four straight years, was a field goal away from going into overtime in the championship game. I think Coach Harbaugh has done a tremendous job. They've got an excellent staff, excellent football team. They know how to win. And, part of that is being tough at home. And they've only lost one game there this year. And, like I mentioned before, this will be a playoff type game.
Well, I think any quarterback would tell you that his best friend, is a good running game. And that's something that we continue to emphasize and focus on. I know Coach Fox and Coach McCoy have challenged us, and it's up to us to answer that challenge. And so it's a tough bunch, as far as against the run, starting in Baltimore. But we feel it's important, like all season, to be balanced, and that's our goal every single week.
That's John Fox and Peyton Manning this week here at Dove Valley. Broncos going to hop on the plane Friday and fly east to Baltimore. John Taylor asks very simply, why is it so hard to play in Baltimore, and why hasn't this team won in Baltimore yet?
Well, good question. I actually never been there for a game because they went to Baltimore. They were in Baltimore, but I never played there.
Right.
We actually played them here at Mile High and beat him here, but I've never been there. Actually, I've been to that stadium one time. I was watching my daughter play lacrosse when she was attending University of Virginia.
How'd she do?
I think they won that day.
So. Okay.
But
so
it was a
possible.
Nice stadium, but not nearly as loud as it's going to be when we're there on Sunday. But, they have such a great following in Baltimore, and they do a great job as an organization of, getting the fans involved. And plus, with the history that they've had there, they've won so many football games that that keeps the fans involved. And so, and plus they feel comfortable there. So we're going to have to be ready and go against, we may have some elements back there depending on what the weather's going to be. And
right.
So We'll kind of find out. We'll find out what we're made of.
Yeah, Broncos may not have won there, but I'll tell you what, Peyton Manning sure has. And as you just touched on right now, last I checked, there's about 50% chance of rain. It's going to be mid to high 40s. There could be some elements involved, and we'll kind of get you out of here with this, John. You know, in order for the Broncos to extend this winning streak to 9 games, a couple of things you hope to see on Sunday.
Well, you know, I think we can continue to make strides on the offensive side. We get down the red zone. I mean, it'll be a great test for us because we're 2-for-7, really 2-for-6 because the last against the Raiders, because the last one we were kneeling. So we were 2-for-6 in the red zone. The Ravens are number one in red zone defense in the AFC, so that's going to be a big test to see us pick it up in the red zone. When we get down there, get touchdowns, continue to play good defense, and bottom line is not turn the ball over.
Yeah, and again, Broncos have their playoff ticket punched, but a lot of clinching scenarios involved this week. And if you go to blog.denverbroncos.com, you'll find all of those in a post that the team put out on Tuesday. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. Thanks, everyone, so much for your questions. This has been Elway Access presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com. Broncos fly to Baltimore on Friday. Enjoy the game.